We are back with Jeff O'Brien. Jeff, that was kind of a bonus episode. I was not expecting to talk about dock jumping, but we will talk now about things that were on the docket at the Supreme Court.
Yes.
Huh? No, docket, get that? Anyway, what one was to you was there any of the, and there were a lot of them, was there one more surprising than the other, or which one will have the greatest impact? Biden got shot down wanting to give away money or pay for student loans, which I have seen it described this way, and I believe it too. It was a vote grab, because you know what? Then why not just excuse every mortgage and every loan anyone has if you're going to do that? He's trying to get younger people, and it's not just young people. I mean, people could still be paying off loans in their 30s and 40s, right?
Right, right.
Which is terrible.
Yeah, no, I wasn't surprised by that ruling. There was some criticizing it. You know, some people thought that it would be. That there was no that the plaintiff, it was the state of Missouri. I think it ended up being called like Biden versus Nebraska. But the case that went forward, having, because you have to have standing to be in court, was one involving the state of Missouri, where they have some sort of a program related to student loans, and the challenge was that he was usurping the legislative authority by issuing these executive orders canceling student loan debt. And you know, that's something that should be passed by Congress, not
absolutely
executive edict. So I wasn't surprised by it. I know he's claiming he's going to come up with some other thing to do, but you're right, it was a vote grab. That was, he promised it just before the 2022 election, to get millennials to and younger to vote for them. And you know, at the end of the day, Bob, from a policy standpoint, if you want to give people more money, if you want to help them pay their student loans, but not, because this is taxpayer money we're talking about.
Yes.
Right? When the federal government issues these loans, it's taxpayer money. Why not just cut everybody's taxes? Those that have student loans can use their extra money to pay their student loans, and those of us that don't have student loans can use it for something else.
And the one that was, to me, it was made this even worse is, what about all the people who paid their loans off, or the parents who paid their loans, or the kids? And there were a lot of students who went to colleges that they could afford. Sure, if you knew you're going to have it paid off, everybody would want to go to a hoity-toity college that was expensive so you can get your philosophy degree.
Right.
It's ridiculous. And then the other one was the huge, too. Basically, shooting down affirmative action and as it relates to colleges, right?
Yeah, basically saying you can't use race as a criteria alone in college admissions, which, you know, this is something, there's been two previous cases. They didn't necessarily overrule those cases, but they pointed out, Chief Justice Roberts wrote the opinion, and he pointed out that there had been, in the previous cases, indications that this wasn't going to last forever, that it was being done, you know, on a temporary basis to right, you know, past ills. And basically what they said, the last case was in 2003. They said it may last for another 25 years. And what the court basically said this last week is, it's done now. You can't do that anymore. Now, you can still, a couple of things, you can still use somebody's life experience based on their race as, you know, as part of an admissions criteria, but you just can't do these quotas of saying, well, because you're one classification, you're going to get in, and somebody else who might be otherwise qualify on merit can't get in. But the interesting thing, Bob, is there's been studies done. There was a piece that was on the Bulwark website. Linda Chavez, who worked for the Reagan administration, wrote that California and Michigan, by state law, already had outlawed using race-based admissions years ago. And the studies have shown that blacks and Latinos actually had higher college graduation rates, because what was happening is there weren't so many going to like UCLA and Berkeley, but they were going to other state colleges and universities, doing well and graduating. Meaning that when these elite schools use race as an admissions criteria, they bring in students who are probably not qualified to be at that school, where they could have done very well at another school. And so when those couple of states, the data bears it out. So it's actually, should be a good thing for minority students is that they're going to be able to go to the college they should be going to and graduate doing very well.
You know, I don't see a lot of these colleges changing a thing. They're kind of come up with another way. They'll find ways to continue doing what they've been doing. So
they very well could. They very well could. And it'd be unfortunate, but you know, it'd be nice if you know you could base things on merit. Because what this system has done is discriminate mostly against Asian students. Because on merit, there's a number of the Asian students do better than any of the others.
Well, you know what surprised me? The fact that, because it was something that I never looked for or never saw before, but I would have thought in Harvard there'd be a decent number of white students. Well, it's under 40% at Harvard. So mm-hmm. they clearly have been, you know, they have been looking for, I don't know if it's affirmative action, but they certainly, you know, they're not pushing to have white students. And it appears 60, almost 70% of the white students are legacies, meaning the children of, you know, of former Harvard students or, you know, relatives of them. Mm-hmm. So, or, you know, siblings. So it's just interesting how some of these colleges do things. Now, were there three or four major decisions?
There was four major decisions. It was the affirmative action one. There was the student loan forgiveness, the striking that down. There was another case with the former postal worker who was an evangelical Christian and didn't want to work on Sundays because that was the Sabbath, and he kept doing his Amazon delivery, so he quit and then sued. Court said no, they have to make accommodations to enable religious expression. That's one thing this court has always been, this Roberts court, this current court, is big on First Amendment and religious expression, religious freedom.
And then
that was the other case.
The website one.
Yeah, that you don't have the graphic arts, the graphic web, the web designer that did not want to design a website for someone's same-sex wedding. Interesting thing on that one, that's being misinterpreted by the left as to say that the court authorized businesses or others to discriminate against LGBTQ individuals, and that's not the case, because if you look at the stipulated facts, the designer said that she would be more than comfortable working with same-sex people, same-sex couples, just not on a website for a wedding because her religious beliefs went to countered that.
Well,
you know,
here's my question. Why would you even bring up the religious belief? Just tell them I'm too busy. I mean, if you don't want to work on that. I don't understand why you even have to invoke the religious belief.
But this is more, you know, the other question is, Bob, why do you want to work with somebody that doesn't believe in what you're doing? And this is more, you know, this is what we've seen here in Minnesota with some of this radical transgender activism in this last legislative session. It's this attitude of you're going to acknowledge this, you're going to agree with us, or we will bury you.
Yeah, you're right. That's absolutely right.
And that's what this was an attempt to do, was to put this woman out of business for not wanting to design this website. And the court stepped in and said, no, that doesn't work that way. So again, another victory for religious freedom and religious expression.
Or she could have made him a crappy website, and that would have been the end of that. So I don't know. You're right, though, Jim.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. Why would you want to work with them? But lawsuits fly when things like this happen because feelings get hurt. How dare you not validate what we're doing? And you want to marry who you want to marry.